Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 74.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Abe Jones. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter.
Good afternoon. I just want to read just very, very quickly four or five verses, and I'm going to pray. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in this holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon to do well, to represent our people. We ask you to give us three things. We ask you to give us humility. We ask you to give us understanding. And lastly, like Solomon in days of old, we ask you for wisdom. This I ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 7th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for June 7th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The rolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 203, an act to extend the deadline for certification of police telecommunicators. House Bill 812, an act to amend statutes authorizing the use of remote meetings during certain states of emergency.
Chapter bills will be noted.
Got you an honorary page today, too, with Jackson Willis, Union County, the son of Representative.
Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that Senate Bill 605, short titles the North Carolina Farm Act of 2021, be removed from the Committee on Rules. We refer to the Committee on Agriculture with a serial referral to rules thereafter. Representative Hall, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. Senate Bill 50, Estate Planning Law Changes. Favor House Committee Substitute Number 2. Unfavor House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1, unfavorable. House Committee Substitute Number 2, counter, pursuant to Rule 36B. Members, for your purposes, this was a bill that we were going to take up today, but I've had several questions from a number of members with a lot of technical questions, and I think even our Harvard attorney in the back there is asking for a little more time to prepare it. So I think he wants to wait till tomorrow. So. I don't know. Representative Blackwell said if it stumped a Harvard lawyer, it must be really tough. That's his words, not mine, just saying. For what purpose, gentleman from Burke, Representative Blackwell, rise?
I thought you were talking about Representative Jones.
Well, either of the Harvard lawyers. We'll let you guys figure it out overnight and come back and brief us on it. We're expecting great things. So that'll actually be calendar for tomorrow. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White recognize send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee report. House Bill 665, address direct support staff in crisis, Medicaid, favorable and referred to appropriations.
Bills referred to appropriations.
House Bill 914, support our direct care workforce, favorable and referred to appropriations.
Bills referred to appropriations. Representatives Blackwell and Torbett are recognized. Send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Blackwell and Torbett, Education K-12 Committee Report. Senate Bill 87, Medicaid Reimbursement Charter Schools, favorable and referred to health.
Bills referred to health.
Senate Bill 582, High School Adjust Instructor CC Prep, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules. Representatives Hanning and Watford recognized. Send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Hanning and Watford, Local Government Committee Report, Senate Bill 192, City of Hickory Planning Commission, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules.
Senate Bill 288, Burke Caldwell Board of Education Elections, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and referred to Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules. Representative McNeil recognized. Send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative McNeil, Pensions and Retirement Committee Report, Senate Bill 277, Retirement and Treasury Technical Corrections Act of 2021, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Committee on Rules.
Senate Bill 323, Joint Municipal Power Agencies Investment, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Rules. Representative McNeil recognized. Send forth the committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative McNeil, Pensions and Retirement Committee Report, Senate Bill 668, Anti-Pension Striking Amendments and Litigation Memorandum, favor House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and refer to Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House.
Senate Committee Substitutes placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitutes referred to Rules. Representative McNeil recognized. Send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative McNeil, Pensions and Retirement Committee Report, Senate Bill 314, Local Government Commission Assistance Toolkit, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Committee Substitutes placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitutes referred to Rules. Members, we actually may take up one local bill that has come back from the Senate. We're looking at, see if that's one it can be disposed of pretty easily. Prior to that, the chair has a few special recognitions to make. First off, we have an honorary page with us today. We have Jackson Willis with us of Union County, who, of course, is also the son of Representative Willis. Jackson, where are you? Thanks for being with us today. Please join me in welcoming Jackson as one of our honorary pages. Also, we're honored to be joined by Representative Justin Hill of the Missouri House of Representatives, who's with us here today. Representative Hill, thanks for being with us. Please join me in welcoming him with us today. And then also a guest of myself and Representative Hastings, Dr. Dennis Reno of Shelby, North Carolina and Cleveland County. Dr. Reno, thanks for being with us today as well, sir. Also, a special courtesy of the gallery, the chair would like to note, we are joined today by Jackson Roble, Ken Roble, and Anne-Marie Roble, who are all visiting us from Pitt County, Jackson is a rising senior at Aiden Griffin High School and the founder and host of the Jackson Roble Show. Would you please stand so we could welcome you? Thank you all for being with us today. Special message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 85, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide the Cleveland County Board of Education to fill a vacancy of a board appointing the recommendation of the County Executive Committee to the relevant political party for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter. Without objection, today's counter. So ordered. House Bill 85, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hastings and Sane, House Bill 85, a bill to be entitled an act to provide that the Cleveland County Board of Education shall fill a vacancy on the board by appointing the recommendation of the County Executive Committee and relevant political party. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, recognized for a motion.
Motion to concur, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has moved that the House concur with the Senate Committee substitute. Does the gentleman desire further debate?
No, sir.
Okay. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House. For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Hastings, gentleman yield?
Sure.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative Hastings. I just pulled this up real quick and didn't have a chance to look at it too much. So if someone is unaffiliated, how does that replacement process work?
Well, the language of the change that came from the Senate reads as follows. In the event of a vacancy occurring where a vacating member was elected as the nominee of a political party or the vacating member was appointed to replace such a nominee, the Cleveland County Board of Education shall consult with the County Executive Committee of that political party in filling the vacancy. The party's County Executive Committee shall make a recommendation to fill the vacancy within 30 days of the occurrence of the vacancy. The Cleveland County Board of Education shall appoint the person recommended by the County Executive Committee to fill the remainder of the unexpired term within 7 days of the County Executive Committee's recommendation. And that's the language of the bill in black and white.
No further questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 85. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. Clerk Quibbin to vote. Representative Kristen Baker on the floor, Representative Yarbrough, Representative Dahl, Representative Galliard, those members here. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 85. The bill is ordered and enrolled. Members, for your planning purposes tomorrow, the chair would encourage you to look at any bills that are in committee tomorrow. Those would be eligible for the floor tomorrow. Not saying all of them will come to the floor, but they're certainly all eligible. And it is the chair's intent that we only have recorded votes tomorrow, that there not be any recorded votes Thursday or Friday, of course, or the weekend. So tomorrow would be our only other day for votes. But in order to do that, those bills that are coming through committee tomorrow would be the bills that would be added. The chair, we may get some messages from the Senate that we can act on concurrence or non-concurrence. We'll be checking the inventory of that and looking at those. We are moving forward. The appropriations chairs of the two bodies were able to reach an agreement over the weekend as for a spending total for the recurring dollars and, as far as everything, at least large numbers, but that still remains. There's a lot of work still to be done. The Senate has informed us that they are going to take this week and next week to get the budget done. I think that may even go to the next week. Our appropriations chairs are informing me that we will need about 5 weeks to do that on our side. So we can do that math. That's about 7 weeks to get to a budget. So that would be toward the end of July, it looks like, before we can adopt a budget. No fear, though, because about the fiscal year with the bill that we passed a few years ago. Until a budget is adopted, we have an automatic continuing resolution, so you don't have to worry about shutdowns and all that kind of stuff. So it makes life a little easier and takes a lot of that pressure off. That's where things are, and so we will be moving along. So the appropriations chairs and area chairs will be announcing meetings in the coming days and weeks to get going with that. That's where things stand. So again, this week will be another short week. Next week, to be determined, we're going to just see, ensure that bills are moving. I can also tell you the Senate's moving a good number of House bills. So that's where things stand. For what purpose, the gentleman from Robinson? Representative Graham rise.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With that announcement, my question is, what do you foresee the week of July 4th?
So as I've already announced, the week of July 4th will be we are planning on being in recess that week. That was the one we wanted to make sure we could guarantee folks some summer travel. So, and by the week of the 4th, it would be the 5th. That week there will be no votes that week.
Thank you, sir. Well stated.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And we did that in anticipation of knowing these things can go long. And so, most everybody here has families and wants to be able to at least get one bit of vacation in. My gentleman from Missouri, they adjourned, I think, several weeks ago. We've been in session since January. So, this may be the only chance folks get while it's still warm. For what purpose, the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
I appreciate your Elmer Floyd-esque timeline layout for us there. So if that takes us to the end of July, then you left out the next part. How long will it take to get concurrence between the House and the Senate?
You know I don't have the answer to that one. Hopefully not long. We'll see. We'll see. For what purpose, the gentleman from... gentleman from Catawba, Representative Setzer, rise.
To answer the former member, till death us do part.
Once again, things are off to a great start. For what purpose does gentleman from Wake, Representative Robertson, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to celebrate the birthday of my seatmate, Representative Brown. So if you all will please join me in giving him a big round of applause and showing him a lot of love. Happy birthday.
What purpose does the lady from Johnston, Representative White, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, for 17 years, I have been in a meeting around this time with my seatmate. And it is his birthday yesterday, so please, well, give him a very big round of applause. 17 years I've had to do this.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Announcement and point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Freedom Caucus will caucus tomorrow at 12 noon. Watch your email for the location. We'll be meeting with the John Locke Foundation for some information. And if I may continue with a point of personal privilege.
Gentleman may.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 43 years ago on this day, I arrived home from a business trip as a young man. Before leaving, I had told the girl I had known since I was 4 years old, her and I were best friends, and I said, you know, this best friends thing just isn't working out for me too good. So when I come back from this business trip, we're either going to start dating or I'm going to not be able to come around and be with you because it bothered me too much. I couldn't deal with it. I was dearly in love with her. I had bugged her for years to date me, and she just kept telling me, no, I was too young. I'm 6 years younger than she is, and you can't tell it by looking. So when I came home, I called her up about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, what's it going to be? She said, well, let's go out to dinner and we'll talk. And we did. And she said, yes, that she would date me, but it would ruin a perfectly good friendship. And I want to tell you today, Vicki Kidwell, I love you more today than I did then. And here's to 43 years of a ruined friendship.
What purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you. It's great that we're celebrating birthdays, and happy birthday to Representative Brown. And we give birthday congratulations to our spouses, our partners, our seatmates, our kids. I think we've even heard dogs up here before. But there's one person who is really important in my life, and I know that they probably have someone very similar who's equally as important in your life, and that is my legislative assistant. And so I would like to wish my legislative assistant, who, as dysfunctional as my office seems, keeps it at least somewhat functional, Austin High, a very happy birthday.
What purpose the gentleman from Polk, Representative Johnson, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House IT Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., room 421. Thank you.
For what purpose the gentleman from Dupin, Representative Dixon, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
The House Committee on Agriculture will meet tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. and 6:43 to discuss Senate Bill 605, which is this year's Farm Act. Discussion only.
For what purpose the gentleman from Iredell, Representative Mills, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, the House Election Law and Campaign Finance Committee will meet tomorrow, 12 noon, room 1228.
For what purpose the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, the House Regulatory Reform Phantom Committee will be meeting tomorrow, believe it or not. Different time, 3 o'clock, same room, 1228. Look for an announcement in your emails. Thank you.
For what purpose the lady from Johnson, Representative White, rise?
For an announcement.
Lady has the floor.
The Life Science Caucus will have our first live meeting in a year now, tomorrow at 7:30 in the cafeteria, and we're really going to have biscuits. Please come.
For what purpose the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus at 1 p.m. tomorrow. The information is in your inbox. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Education Appropriation Committee, originally scheduled for tomorrow, has been pushed back to next Tuesday due to the Appropriations Committee. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose, the lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The lady has the floor.
While we're talking about all of these very important people, I know I would not be here without this one person, so I would like to wish a very happy birthday to my mother. Thank you so much.
What purpose, the lady from Forsyth, Representative Baker, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
So today is the last day of school for all of our teachers and students in Forsyth County, and I would like to recognize all of the educators that have gotten through this really difficult year but have done amazing work as they prepare for summer learning, and just wanted to acknowledge them as they are wrapping up their school year.
Thank you. Further notices or announcements? Seeing none, gentlemen from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 9th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 9th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 188, short title Board of Architects, Interior Designers, that bill is withdrawn from rules and recommitted to the Regulatory Reform Committee. Zero referral to rules added. Senate Bill 473, short title Enhance Local Government Transparency, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to Judiciary 1, if favorable state government, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 35, max 4-year age diff to marry under 18 years, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to Judiciary 1, if favorable families, if favorable rules. Continuing with the referrals, Senate Bill 51, even year elect Trent Woods and River Bend, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to election serial rules. Senate Bill 74, Town of Chapel Hill Charter Investments, withdrawn rules, recommitted to finance serial local government rules. Senate Bill 122, Town of Spruce Pine Deannexation, withdrawn rules, recommitted to finance serials local government and rules. Senate Bill 145, Winston-Salem Real Property Conveyances, withdrawn rules, recommitted to local government, serial rules. Senate Bill 169, short title, Modify Kinston-Lenore County TDA Membership, withdrawn rules, recommitted local government, serial rules. Senate Bill 170, Students, Parents, Community Rights Act, withdrawn rules, recommitted to local government, serial rules. Senate Bill 194, Restagger Terms, Alderman, North Topsail Beach, withdrawn rules, recommitted elections, serial rules. Senate Bill 232, Students, Parents, Community Rights Act, withdrawn rules, recommitted local government, serial rules. Senate Bill 233, Modify Fox Coyote Taking for Certain Counties, withdrawn rules, recommitted wildlife, serial to local government, rules. Senate Bill 256, Students, Parents, Community Rights Act. Withdrawn from rules, recommitted to local government, serial rules. Senate Bill 279, Local Governments Regulate Navigable Waters, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to marine resources and aquaculture, cereals to local government rules. Senate Bill 294, Fayetteville PWC, Small Business Enterprise, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to local government cereal rules. Senate Bill 207, various RAISE age changes, JJAC recommendations, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to Judiciary 1, serial to rules. Senate Bill 183, begin modernizing ignition interlock laws, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Judiciary 1, serial referral to rules. Senate Bill 644, landlord-tenant changes, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to Judiciary 1, serial to rules. Senate Bill 159, State Health Plan Administrative Changes Agency Bill, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to health, serial to rules. Senate Bill 41, remove certain satellite annexation caps, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to finance, serials to local government and rules. Senate Bill 125, vacancies, Roland and Mayor's term, Red Springs, withdrawn from rules, recommitted to elections, serial to rules. And Senate Bill 260, Mooresville TDA, Monroe, remote meeting, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to local government, serial to rules.